The Woodsman and the Nightingale, published in part 1-67 by Mrs. Shelley in Posthumous Poems, 1824. The remainder, 68-70, by Dr. Garnett in Relics of Shelley, 1862. A woodman whose rough heart was out of tune, I think such hearts yet never came to good, hated to hear under the stars or moon. One nightingale in an interfluous wood satiate the hungry dark with melody, and as a vale is watered by a flood, or as the moonlight fills the open sky, struggling with darkness as a tube arose, people some Indian dwell with saints which lie like clouds above the flower from which they rose. The singing of that happy nightingale in this sweet forest from the golden close, of evening till the star of dawn may fail, was interfused upon the silentness. The folded rose and the violets pale heard her within their slumbers, the abyss of heaven with all its planets, the dull ear of the night-cradled earth, the loneliness of the circumfluous waters, every sphere and every flower and beam and cloud and wave, and every beast stretched in its rugged cave, and every bird lulled on its mossy bough, and every silver moth fresh from the grave, which is its cradle, ever from below, aspiring like one who loves too fair, too far, to be consumed within the purest glow of one serene and unapproached star, as if it were a lamp of earthly light, unconscious as some human lovers are. Itself, how low, how high beyond all height, the heaven where it would perish. And every form that worshipped in the temple of the night was awed into delight, and by the charm girt as with an interminable zone, whilst that sweet bird whose music was a storm of sound shook forth the dull oblivion. Out of their dreams, harmony became love in every soul but one. And so this man returned with axe and saw at evening close from killing the tall treen, the soul of whom by nature's gentle law was each a wood nymph and kept ever green, the pavement and the roof of the wild copse, checkering the sunlight of the blue serene, with jagged leaves and from the forest tops, singing the winds to sleep, or weeping oft fast showers of aerial water drops into their mother's bosom, sweet and soft, nature's purest tears, which have no bitterness, around the cradles of the birds aloft. They spread themselves into the loveliness of fan-like leaves, and over pallid flowers hang the moist clouds, or where high branches kiss, make a green space among the silent bowers, like a vast fane in a metropolis, surrounded by the columns and the towers. All overwrought with branch-like traceries, in which there is religion and the mute persuasion of unkindled melodies, odours and gleams and murmurs, which the lute of the blind pilot spirit of the blast stirs as it sails, now grave and now acute, wakening the leaves and waves ere it was past, to such brief unison as on the brain one tone which never can recur has cast, one accent never to return again. The world is full of woodmen who expel love's gentle dryads from the haunts of life and vex the nightingales in every dell. Sonnet, published by Mrs. Shelley in Posthumous Poems, 1824. Lift not the painted veil, which those who live call life, though unreal shapes be pictured there, and it but mimic all we would believe, with colours idly spread, behind lurk fear, and hope, twin destinies, who ever weave their shadows o'er the chasm, sightless and drear. I knew one who had lifted it. He sought, for his lost heart was tender, things to love, but found them not, alas, nor was there aught the world contains the which he could approve, though the heeding many heeded move. A splendour among shadows, a bright blot. Upon this gloomy scene, a spirit that strove for truth, and, like the preacher, found it not. Fragment to Byron, published by Dr. Garnett in Relics of Shelley, 1862. O mighty mind, in whose deep stream this age shakes like a reed in the unheeding storm, why dost thou curb not thine own sacred rage? Fragment, apostrophe to silence, published by Dr. Garnett in Relics of Shelley, a transcript by Mrs. Shelley given to Charles Cowden Clark, presents one of two variants. Silence! O well are death and sleep and thou, three brethren named, the guardians gloomy winged, of one abyss where life and truth and joy are swallowed up. Yet spare me, spirit, pity me, until the sounds I hear become my soul, and it has left these faint and weary limbs to track along the lapses of the air this wandering melody until it rests among lone mountains and some. Fragment, The Lake's Margin, published by W. M. Rossetti, 1870. The fierce beasts of the woods and wilderness track not the steps of him who drinks it, for the light breezes which for ever fleet around its margin heap the sand thereon. Fragment, My head is wild with weeping. My head is wild with weeping for a grief, which is the shadow of a gentle mind. I walk into the air, but no relief to seek, or haply if I sought to find, it came unsought. To wonder that a chief among men's spirits could be cold and blind. Fragment, The Vine Shroud. Flourishing vine whose kindling clusters grow beneath the autumnal sun, none taste of thee, for thou dost shroud a ruin and below the rotting bones of dead antiquity.